Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, Iga, thank you so much for your time. It is really an honor for myself as well. When I mentioned Roland Garros 2020, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
That's a hard one, actually, because there were like so many emotions. And actually, right after I won, I was unable to, you know, process that. So it all, like after I won, it all seems kind of blurry for me. But just like being proud of myself, that's the strongest emotion I feel, probably.
When was the time, we know how much media you have to do afterwards, the celebrations. When was the time you actually realized, oh my gosh, I just won the Roland Garros?
Well, actually, I had a hard time to get used to all the obligations and like sudden popularity in Poland. So I think when I went to for holidays and I had time, you know, to just be calm and think about everything like not with emotions, and then I realized that, whoa, this is like something big, you know, that's going to stay with me forever.
At what stage during the tournament, I think we all players, we feel that you kind of started to realize, hold on a second, I'm playing good, I can do this.
Well, actually, till the end of the tournament, I was like, can I really do this?
Oh,
so
okay.
I wasn't that sure, but I think when I played against Simona, and I had some doubts before my match, because, you know, in 2019, she beat me in like less than 50 minutes. I was scared that the situation is going to... we're going to have the same situation again. But then actually I saw how much progress I've made and how mentally I'm stronger. And also I have weapons against like the best players. So during that match, I think I gained much more confidence. And, you know, when I was playing semifinal and quarterfinal, it was pretty weird because I was higher ranked than my opponents, mm-hmm. and it's not like usual for me on Grand Slams. It wasn't. So you know, I just won with Simona, and she was basically the one I thought is going to win the tournament. So the expectations were a little bit higher, like from the outside, but the key was to just keep our routines and not think about the expectations, just, you know, doing the same stuff we did at the beginning of tournament.
When you look back at the finals in the morning, what did you feel? Nervous, excited, confident, calm?
You know, I was just in a tournament mood, so I wasn't really thinking about emotions, just about, you know, what's my next thing to do. Like, you know, I got to warm up before my practice, then some food. And actually, I didn't have, like, much time to overthink stuff. So yeah, I was keeping my routines. I think I was more nervous on a final than on my previous matches, but actually when Sofia took the medical timeout and I was alone on court in like second set, I started having fun with the audience, and that really helped me because I was stressed at the beginning, and then I was just, you know, having fun and enjoying that. So yeah.
Talking about the fans, how much it means to you to play in front of the French crowd? Obviously, going back now this year, it's going to be an amazing experience.
Well, we're going to see with the COVID restrictions how it's going to go. For sure, we're not going to have full stadiums. Yeah. But it's always nice just to have a little bit of that, because we kind of got used to the new reality and playing with no crowds. And I don't like it, actually. I saw an Australian.
I don't think anyone likes it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes for me it was easier to, because I didn't get so many factors and I could actually rest and focus like between matches. Mm-hmm. And staying in the bubble also helped sometimes, because you know you can just stay in bed and you don't have to go anywhere. So that's nice, and that's helpful with resting. But at the end, you know, I saw on Australian Open that when I played a night session, they really helped me, the audience, and the Polish fans that came out and they were screaming, they gave me so much energy that I missed that. So hopefully we're gonna have better situations soon.
Now, I don't know if you are one of the member of the superstitious club. If so, are there any things that you already looking forward to do this year in Paris that you did last year that kind of helped you?
I'm not superstitious, but I like to keep my routines, as I said. Okay. So, but actually on every tournament I have different routines. So, you know, we're just going to see how it's going to look like. I mean, I've never been on a tournament as a defending champion, so
it's a nice problem to have.
That's true. But you know, it's still a new experience, and we're gonna see, because I can approach this this problem in two ways. It can give me like a lot of motivation and everything, but it can also stress me. So it's good that I have a psychologist on my team, and she's gonna be there, and we're gonna, you know, work on everything that's gonna come to us.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's one of the questions I'm looking forward the most, and whenever I commentate your matches or I get to talk about you, I give you as the best example for young generations, how you go about, you know, the whole social media stuff, the mobiles and all that. How important do you think it is in professional sports to be able to turn off that outside noise and really focus on what really matters?
Well, I think it depends on the person, and for me it's like the best pattern to do, because when I'm at home I have so many things to do right now. I mean, before as well, because I had school and I finished high school normally. I didn't go to, you know, internet
well
schooling
done.
Or something. Thanks. It's not like a great achievement, but thanks.
Well, I know I did the same thing. I couldn't like change the timing or whatever, and I think it's so important.
Yeah, for me as well. So so I have so many things to do at home that I actually like going on tournaments and, you know, just cut off everything, because I'm staying in that kind of bubble, not COVID bubble, but my bubble where I can just actually rest and focus on myself, and yeah, just, you know, be ready for matches. And that's my actually only obligations before tournament, and that's like less than I have at home. So actually on tournaments sometimes I'm resting more than when I have breaks.
Well done on that, because I think you are the best example of that. Really proud of you.
Well, I'm still actually learning how to do that properly, and right now when my life like changed completely, it's also hard to switch from these two modes when you are doing everything in a hurry and then you have a lot of time in a tournament. But I try to do some nice stuff that's gonna keep me, you know, relaxed. So
talking about how much life has changed, We all know that, you know, doing well, there are some benefits. What has been like the coolest thing that you got to do or meet someone, or someone wrote you that you thought, oh my gosh, this is really awesome?
Well, I think the messages I got from like famous people,
Who was on the top of the list?
Well, I can't really name one person because there were people from Poland and celebrities in Poland, and also, you know, the like tennis society, but you know, like the legends, as yeah, you know, the labor, or there were like a lot of messages. And actually, right after the tournament, I couldn't read all of them, but it was really amazing to see that, you know, my work has been appreciated that way. But actually, I think the best things are yet to come, because I didn't really have much time to, you know, rest. I had to prepare for the next season. And when I have some time off, I'm doing my driver's license. So I still have some stuff to do. And I think after this season, and basically after Olympics, we're going to rest a little bit more and go on some nice vacations.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you that. Those are the real problems, having to do your driving license.
Well, actually, it was pretty hard because I wanted to do it as fast as I can, so when I'm 18 in Europe. But, you know, I had graduation from high school, then COVID came, and actually right now I'm almost 20 and I don't have it, so yeah.
Well, you better hurry up.
I will. It's going well, so.
Okay, well, I hope next time I see you, you already have it. So, anyways, lastly, one of the most impressive things that I think about you, Iga, is that, you know, one thing is to win Roland Garros and a Grand Slam title, but then to be able to back it up with amazing results and being super solid, you know, the months following that, that's probably sometimes even harder. Well, don't be perfectionist.
I don't know if I'm super solid.
Yeah, but it's been great. What do you think the key to that is, to keep up with that consistency?
Well, like, you know, in my opinion, I'm not still consistent. So, so we have a lot of work to do, and actually, like, it's harder for me to deal with my expectations than people's expectations. And seeing how I played on Roland Garros, it gave me, like, the feeling that, oh, wow, I can play great tennis. So why aren't I doing that on every tournament, you know? And sometimes I have thoughts like that. But it's also a new situation that I have to adjust to. And I think I have... I had a great run in Adelaide and also Australian Open. It was a good tournament for me, even though I lost in the fourth round. You know, some people may think that she won a Grand Slam, so she should be in semifinals and finals. But fourth round, it's still a good result for me. And, you know, every match I lost, I know what I should work on. And I lost with really, like, solid players, and they had great matches that day. So I have nothing to like regret about, but we're still working to be more consistent, and I think I'm not on that level yet, and I think it takes even sometimes a few years to achieve that. So that's my, like, you know, goal for the whole career, basically.
Well, good luck with that. And I must not leave before, since Paris is the fashion capital, ask you, now that you are doing obviously much more photo shoots and being more in the spotlight, how much your relationship to fashion has changed over the last couple of months?
Well, the thing is that I don't have like a lot of knowledge about fashion. So like when I'm seeing... actually, like Naomi doing all the projects and everything, well, I really respect that, because that's part of life that I'm not really, I don't have much knowledge about. So I think I had some good choices, like the dress I wore after French Open to a trophy photo shoot. I think that was a good choice.
That was
thanks. But well, I still have to improve in that. So
I think you're doing more than fine. I can sense it's the first time we meet that you are in the perfectionist club, like I used to, to be.
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to say that it's not easy always to develop in fashion area when you're a sports person, because you're always wearing sports stuff. And you know, when you want to be comfortable, you're as well wearing sports stuff. So
don't worry, you have plenty of time for that when you retire. When you retire, then you can explore all of it. And Iga, super lastly, I have to say, first time I got asked to describe your style of play, I said you remind me the combination of Martina Hingis, Agi Radwanska, and Jennifer Capriati. Does any of that ring bell to you? And did you admire any of these players growing up?
Yes, well, I mean, of course, I know their history. I didn't actually have an idol when I was growing up, so that's kind of weird in my case. But
well, I think that's why you are the combination.
Well, okay, but can you explain more, like which parts of
because of your timing and the easy power, and at the same time the anticipation, like Martina, that you can see what the player's gonna do before they actually do it, and the explosiveness of Jennifer. So that's why I've put it like that.
Okay, thank you. Well, now I can actually describe my game maybe better. It's hard from my perspective to see who I'm playing like. So that's really nice of you to say that. I really appreciate it.
No, that's how I feel it, how I see it. And I have to say I'm one of your biggest fans, because it's really cool to see your style in women's tennis. So thank you so much for your time, Iga. And I wish you amazing moments in 2022 in Roland Garros, which is coming up very soon, and good luck with you defending your title.
Well, we're gonna see how that's gonna go, but I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Iga.
Hi there. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the Real DNA podcast. Don't forget to subscribe either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.